Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're on the airways with Angus and Jasmine for your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news now, a Brisbane music venue has appealed against the development of 3 high-density residential towers. The Trifford, which is co-owned by Nightlife Commissioner John Collins, have argued against the Brisbane City Council's $1.5 billion approval of the development in Newstead. They suggest that the noise impact was deficient and would lead to a fractured relationship with residents who had been misled. The Trifford is protected by the Fortitude Valley Entertainment Precinct's night laws, which have special planning provisions to encourage nighttime economy. Panettiere Development's Little Italy project is slated to provide up to 1,000 apartments along with a retail precinct. A statement by law firm Connor O'Meara says the venue would be adversely affected by the development and would lead to ongoing noise complaints. In other news, a Brisbane father and son have run across 7 countries in just 7 days to raise money for struggling local families. Andrew Flannery and his son Sam started their 168-kilometre journey in Hong Kong, running across 5 European countries before finishing up in Brisbane. They have raised over $33,000 for homeless outreach charity We Are Mobilise. Mr. Flannery, who is the CEO of the University of Queensland, said the money will be used to provide rental bonds for 33 struggling local families. In national news, the government has urged Commonwealth Bank to reconsider charging customers $3 to withdraw their own money, a policy set to begin from January 6. Commonwealth's Executive of Retail Banking Services, Angus Sullivan, appeared on A Current Affair to defend the fee, explaining that only 10% of customers would be impacted. He laughed at a suggestion that the bank would take a financial hit for the benefit of customers. Housing Minister Claire O'Neill questioned this policy's fairness on Sunrise this morning, while Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones called the surcharge a kick in the guts.
Vanuatu is leading calls against Australia and other polluting nations at the International Court of Justice. The island nation is arguing to the court polluting nations have acted unlawfully in contributing to climate change and is calling for reparations and an end to greenhouse gas emissions. Australia is arguing it is only obliged to act on international treaties it is signed to, with those treaties being the primary framework for addressing climate change. In international news, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is lifting a martial law declaration just hours after imposing it. Mr. Yoon declared the law to safeguard the country from North Korean communist threats and to protect public safety. Politicians, protesters, and armed forces swarmed the National Assembly building after 190 of the 300 members of the parliament unanimously voted against the law. Mr. Yoon announced that it would be lifted. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.